same plot work.
All right, thank you. So I'll be continuing the narrative on those research plots in western North Dakota. And the focus of this talk, as well as a poster on Wednesday afternoon, is going to be the surface energy balance on those plots. So to kind of get everybody on the same page of what we're actually talking about with surface energy balance, so we'll think about kind of these four components that I have up on this diagram. So the net radiation, we think about that as the total incoming solar radiation minus any radiation that's reflected back at various levels of the atmosphere or at the soil surface. And then that net radiation is kind of an energy pool that's left to do really three things at the surface. One, it can heat the actual soil materials, which is represented by G on here. It can heat the air at the soil surface, which is the H. And then it can go towards evaporation, either of soil water or of water within plant structures. So it kind of goes towards evapotranspiration. And this is really important, especially if we're thinking about our goal of bringing this land back to productivity. Any changes in that evaporation, especially in a semi-arid agroecosystem in western North Dakota, is really going to be detrimental if that's reduced after the treatment. So kind of one common way to think about this balance is this equation here. And how we quantified this in our research is we used the Bowen ratio, which is the ratio of the sensible heat to the latent heat. And we collected data using what we call micro-Bowen ratio suite. And really, that's just a pile of sensors and a lot of equations go into actually quantifying this, which I'd love to talk to you more about at the poster, but we don't have time now. And so these are the the results that we get from that. And so basically what these are is the energy fluxes over 2 days that we had the sensors out. And so if we look at the left, the two on the left with the A is the control, the native A horizon, and the ones on the right with the TD are the thermally desorbed soils. And so for the purposes of what we are looking at with this initial study is we're really interested in how are they different, if they are at all. So if we look at day of year 157, you can really see that the trends are pretty similar, which is promising. Kind of net radiation was pretty much the same over the course of the day, as well as more energy was partitioned to the sensible heat than the latent, and then the G was the lowest. But if we move forward to day of year 162, and this one's really important because the night before it received about 3/4 of an inch of rain, and so the soil was very wet at the beginning of day of year 162, and so it's this drying cycle that we might be able to identify some differences between the treatments, because you can see that throughout the day the latent heat flux was much higher in the A horizon, whereas in the TD soil they actually switched kind of in the afternoon. The sensible heat kind of took over as the dominant partitioning. So to kind of make an amendment on that statement, these MBRs are really quite expensive and difficult to maintain, and so we don't have a lot of replication of the data yet. So it's difficult to make any definitive conclusions. But what we learned this first week that we had it out was that it really didn't change too much, especially over the drying, the drier portions. But as we see with day 162, that kind of anomaly, there was a substantial difference, at least with that day. So we really want to move forward and look at some more wetting and drying cycles to see if that changes over time. But as I mentioned earlier, we have a poster, so please stop by and check it out on Wednesday afternoon. That's all we got.
All right.